Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome to Versatile Radio, real talk.
What's happening?
What's going on?
How you doing out there? How you doing out there?
Cool. I don't know if we got married, but what's going on? What you got going on this late, this little bit of late show tonight, man?
Well, you know, I thought I'd listen to some blues. I thought I'd listen to Carlos tonight with real talk.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd join you. I thought I'd join you, brother.
That's right. So what's going on with you, man, other than the jams you bumping, dude? anything new you've been seeing, dude?
No. Still in the studio doing some work. But I don't know. I'm not really too much right now, brother. Not really too much.
Oh, that's right, man. Hey, you know what I did today, man? I was watching Star Wars, dude, all day.
Not Star Wars.
Man. I was watching the Star Wars, the ones that they just released, like, what, 10 years back? The newer ones, the prequels? Man, yeah. I was over here like, man, that takes me back to my childhood, man. And I realized that I don't watch any of the new, like, sci-fi fantasy movies, man, like Lord of the Rings and all those, dude.
Yeah.
I don't really be watching those, man.
Right,
what it
right,
is
right.
that, you know, that captures my childhood, man. I could watch me some Back to the Future, some Indiana Jones. You know, I'll watch
right.
anytime it's on.
Right.
What movies you like, Eric, man?
I like action-packed movies. I like, 48 Hours, stuff
yeah.
like that. Beverly Hills
Eddie
Cop.
Murphy? Eddie Murphy?
Yeah,
and Beverly Hills. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Beverly Hills
yeah,
Cop.
Beverly Hills
like,
Cop. That's funny, dude.
I like some selective type things, you know. That's really, that's really exciting. I like my Wesley Snipes. He's cool, too.
Wesley Snipes, you know I was with him in Pennsylvania, in the feds?
Right, right.
He was next door in the lower level prison right there, man. Uh-huh. He's little, dude. That fool's
yeah.
little. I
yeah.
seen him, and that fool had a big old fro, and he worked like in the front office, and it was when I was leaving, you know? And I seen him, like, oh, shit, fucking Blade, man. Look at this Blade. He just looked at me like he just waved, you know, like yeah, man, I don't hear that every day. You know what I mean? But he was just like, I was just like, man, dude, you look little, dude. They work miracles, man, on movies because they make him look huge.
Yeah, yeah. Same with
what they gotta cast smaller people when they cast him. Yeah, they get Tom Cruise.
Sometimes, or he'll stand up on a stool. You know,
that's kind of sad, dude. I would just come out. I'm like, yeah, I'm short, so what? I don't care.
Yeah, look, Hollywood's magic, man. Hollywood's magic. I've done that a little bit. I've worked on a couple of movies, and I see how they kind of operate. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, they got like little markers and all that. They got it planned, man. It's like a well-oiled machine. You know,
oh yeah, yeah.
Science.
That's why you got rehearsals.
Yeah.
You know, you have rehearsals, the walkthroughs, and you know, that's why.
Certain things. What you've been in commercials? Hey, Eric, don't tell me you're in the venereal disease commercial, man.
not this year. Back in the '80s, maybe, but not this year. Not this year. No, I've done.
Oh, back in the '80s.
I've done from Ocean's 13.
Oh, you're the guy in the background in the Billy D. Williams 445 commercials, man.
No, I've done
yeah,
tons of background work. Yeah, tons of background work. Yeah.
Hey, do they pay good for that, dude?
Nah. I mean, if you're SAG, you know, if you're SAG, you get paid pretty good. I worked on Lady
Oh, that Screen Actors Guild?
Yeah, I worked on League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and I got paid pretty good for that.
I'm in the BSAG, the Butt Smokers Association Guild.
Freestyle Paradise Radio and Versatile Radio, collaborating to be as one. The unity is now. You're in the mix with the Shadow at Freestyle Paradise Radio and Versatile Radio, America's number one choice for better freestyle music.
Yeah, welcome back. We're Star Radio, Real Talk. So Eric, you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
All right, man. So we got Real Talk going on now, man. And, well, what you think, man? I got a question, man, for the show. The pretty much the show topic is a question is how is it with all the intelligence and technology in the world? Why is there so many things going on wrong still, man? Why is there poverty, disease, and so much bad going on in the world, but yet I can post myself taking a crap in the bathroom on Facebook. You know, you can pretty much post anything on Facebook. The technology, man, it's so crazy, dude. I can sit here and watch TV, man. I see so much crazy stuff they got, man. And it's like, how is it that the people accept that? Oh, wow. Why do people accept that?
Bro,
and are blind to it and turn a blind eye.
Right.
What do you think
people,
about that, Eric?
You put stuff out there for people to see, people to do, and they're going to do it.
Right.
You know, it's feeding into people's minds is what happens, you know. People just you go on?
Yeah, I mean, they say that we got... That you know that the world is pretty much mostly a democracy, man, and is run by the people. But I mean, I don't think the people want the situation how it is right now, man. I mean, the laws that are in effect in most places, they benefit the rich, dude. The rich get richer, the poor get help, but the middle class gets left in gets forgotten.
Right. Well, that's why the world is a ghetto. Remember that.
Yeah, the world is a ghetto, man.
The world is a ghetto.
Yeah, it's like, man, look at what Obama's trying to do, man. He's trying to get that Health Care Act, Obamacare, and the Republicans, they're just putting stops to it, man. The Tea Party, these Tea Party guys, I bet you they haven't even read any of what it what's in it, you know, with the benefits of it, you know, and people will listen to that. People that consider themselves Republicans or Tea Partiers, they'll sit there and they'll listen to it, and without even reading it, will just go against it. You know, if you have people like that in representing the people, that doesn't work. And people accept it. You know what I mean?
Right.
What can we do to change that, man? You think that's gonna change, dude? You think that's ever gonna change? Like maybe the next generation?
It's a brainwashed society. Everybody's brainwashed.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, man, and it's like the media
power
doesn't help either, man.
Well, no. That's why you look at the media as if they're Republican or they're Democrat. You know, it's a money game. Everything's a money game.
Yeah, that's why 70% of Americans get their news from Comedy Central.
Yeah,
from the Daily Show,
right.
or Chris Colbert, you know, the Colbert Report. This is where people get their news. Comedies. I get my news from Bill Maher, man.
You figure some of the comedy is much better than some of the comedy that they do in Washington. You know,
right.
It makes
right.
me laugh, but you know, it's you know, it's we could be one out of a million. You know, you put everybody. I don't know, man. It's just a weird world out there, and we happen to be in it.
Yeah, and these people that are out there holding people's benefit checks and Social Security checks hostage, they're the ones that are going to run for president or for Congress or for whatever, governor, in the next election, and people are just going to forget about it, man. It's like people are just so, their memory is like so short-term. You know, in 2 weeks, it'll be like, what government shutdown? You know, what Obama?
Right, dude.
You know, it's just, Americans have a short attention span.
Well, yeah.
You know,
you got that?
It's, yeah. You know, and most people will think, like, it's really not bothering. It's not affecting me. It's okay. It's cool. You know, I'm living comfortably. Yeah, I could have more, but I'm comfortable with what I have. You know, and that's right. That's not the attitude of America that I was brought up with. You know,
right.
That you could do and get whatever you want. I wasn't ever told like, well, you know, just you gotta just take what you get. You know, if you get
right.
You know, bad stuff, just take it. You know, you're lucky you're here in the first place.
Right. Yeah. So
you know,
like I said, it's all a money game. It's all a money game. If you got money, then you are right. You know, that's like back in the day. You know, when you had all these big record companies out there that just had monopoly on who's going to make
right.
It and who's not, and you figure, what right do you have to tell me I can make it or I can't make it? And that's the money game. If you got money, you can do what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they say that the media is like free media. Like, I'd rather get my news from one of these shows, you know, internet shows that it's an independent person speaking his mind, speaking, you know.
Right.
Rather than a person that's on TV that's getting told what to say, that's getting controlled
right.
by the liberal media, by the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, left and right. They're controlling all of that, dude. You know,
right,
why is it that you don't see
stuff,
anything?
Right.
Isn't there still a war going on in Afghanistan? There's still troops out there?
If I'm correct, I think, you know, they're coming.
They haven't
home,
left yet.
Sure
they just left Iraq. They're barely
right.
leaving Iraq, what, last year?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, where's that in the news? Fix that. Why is it that the military department, the defense department, gets the most funding? I think they get billions of dollars. Why don't they cut about $1 billion off of the defense department that they already have enough? And put it in education,
right.
or in healthcare.
Healthcare,
you know,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Or I think education, man, is the most important thing.
Right.
Every single person should have a good education and have the opportunity
right.
to go to college. Not because you
right.
don't have enough money to go. You shouldn't go. I mean, if more people had the opportunity to go, I'm pretty sure more people would go, and that would benefit the economy because you're going to have more intelligent people and more intelligent people with more money. You
right.
know?
Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of...
Yeah. How could I think you'd be mine? The lies I tell myself each time. I know that we could never last. You just can't seem to end the past. Just a dream I dreamed in vain. Is always with me. I can still hear that same Shout out to Mr. Julio Mena that was on the show last night.
That's
like good, good music, you know.
That's right.
I just want to send him a shout out, you know, to say thank you for the appearance on the show. It was a good show right there.
Hey, it was. Hey, Julio, if you're out there, yell at us, call on in and say hey, you know. We're here.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's going on, Eric? What's up, man? We got that lottery going on, man. What was your thoughts
on
the lottery, man? We had an interesting thing in the break right now.
Yeah, well, funny that you mentioned that. You know, you got, say you have like $75 million out there, right?
Is that what's out right now, man? The California lottery?
Right, yeah, $75 million.
I've seen it go up to like $200 and something million, something like that, man.
Right, well, why not have 200 and something million winners? Why have just one?
Exactly.
Then you'd have 200 and something
million. Well, because then they know. You know why? It's because then they know that gets the odds down, making them make less money. See, it's self-interest that you know they're not worried about giving people money. They're worried about people buying those lottery tickets. And 80% of the people that buy those lottery tickets, man, are poor. You know,
right.
the lottery is aimed to take the poor people's money, do pretty much. Because you know,
right.
People that got money ain't playing no lottery. I need to play
right.
the lottery. They probably embarrassed
right,
playing
right.
the lottery. Somebody that got money. You know what
right.
I mean? But somebody that got 10, 20, 30 bucks in the bank, if they can afford a bank account with credit, they got. It's gonna. That's a pipe dream. You know, that's a fantasy. And that little feeling you get when you buy the ticket, you know, that's like a drug, dude. They're pushing it. They're pushing
right.
that shit. And it's aimed at the poor. And instead
right.
of them donating some of the money, and because who really needs $250 million, man? If I got $250 million, I'd be cool with I'd be cool with 10,000 of that, man.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you got $250 million, why not have 50 winners? Then you got 50 millionaires that would put more money into the world.
Because people will be like, fuck that. I ain't going to buy no lottery tickets so I can be supporting these people that are going to be getting it. They ain't working like me. That's the thing, man.
They're doing it now.
Yeah, people do that, dude.
Yeah.
How is it fair, Eric, that somebody has $300 billion in their bank, that somebody has billions of dollars in a bank, and I think it's impossible for one person to spend that much money, man? And they say that that's not going to affect the poor. Oh, no, this is America. You could make as much money as you want, and that's not going to affect the other guy. Well, yes, it is, man. Yeah, it is, because it's just like the reserve, the money that's in Fort Knox, man, it's not eternal. It's not that's the economy right there, you know? And,
right.
and they can't just they print the money, but they can only print as much as there is, you know?
Right.
And if somebody goes, and let's say the money's like a big giant tub of water, man, and that water's for everybody, and everybody's with their normal little straws getting just enough to survive, and you got this dude that invents this giant tube of a straw and starts sucking up all the water, there's not going to be enough for everybody. There's going
right.
to be people less thirsty, you know? And that's the same thing
right.
with the economy with money. People shouldn't have so much money, man. There should be a cap on how much money people can make. And in that cap that you got, you don't work. And you know, when you get down to a certain amount, oh, okay, now you can go back to work or you can start making more money. And what do people say to that? Oh, that's socialism. That's communism. That's the government telling me how much money I can make. Our ancestors came here to escape persecution and for freedom. Well, no, that's not freedom, man. That's greed. And there's a difference.
Right.
You know, that's just straight up greed, man. I could not have so much money in my bank account and see somebody in the street, see somebody washing a window. People, oh, well, they're just lazy. I did it. Yeah, but some people don't have the same opportunities and the same, you know, resources that other people have.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's like, your people make do. We're all products of our environments, man.
Right. Well, you
know what I
mean? I don't know. I just think that you know, if you got, you know, 250 million, split it amongst a couple of people instead of just split it to one.
Right. I just, I don't think it's fair that a player makes up so little money and a football star, a basketball star makes thousands of millions of dollars. It's all bad. You got to have two grit and feel it from the gut to the hut. Move that butt, cause I'm ripping shit up. Make them fall a victim to my death flow. Liverpool murderer, that's why I'm on death row. Lethal injection couldn't save me. So Suge and Dr. Dre scooped me up and paid me. Now I'm hot, rocking rough and stuff with my afro puffs. The hot, blowing them away like the big bad wolf. I'm huffing, puffing, blowing, no bluffing. When it comes to the rage, I ain't nothing nice. On stage, a mic, lights, camera. Even Jay Wu calls me the damager. Cause I be that chick with them hits and I'm hitting it. I be that chick with them lyrics and I'm spitting it. Now. Microphones, I'm definitely ripping it. So come up and get with the wickedness.
Radio. Let's go.
Te amaré. Mi mamacita, que te he buscado toda la vida. Sueño contigo noche y día. Por eso siempre te tendré. Te amaré.
Situation. It
could fall apart at any time, and none would be the wiser except you and I.
Quiet Storm on Versatile Radio.
You got it. Wow, yeah, that got me for a minute.
I like that smooth.
That got me for a minute. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, let me slap myself. Let me slap myself and wake up a minute. Whoa, you got me on that one, brother.
Yeah. So what's up, Eric, man? Hey, I want to ask you something, Eric.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Do you feel that racism, man, has dropped, or is it more subtle now, or is it the same as back in the 80s and the 70s, man? You're an African American.
It came far from the 70s and the 80s. It came a lot of ways. You still got
for the good or
for the good. You still got your haters out there, but it's so from interracial marriages to being called certain. I mean, that's played out. It's played out. It just comes down to just people hating people just because they hate people. You know, the thread is still there. You know, how could you lay out in the sand trying to get brown and then call me a name?
Exactly, huh? How can you go and spray yourself and make you look like a bronze statue and then call me
right. right.
Yeah,
right.
Dude, it's
right.
like it's hypocrisy, dude. You know?
Yeah, it's a jealousy game. It's a jealousy game.
Right.
I got the better tan. You want to go out and you try to tan, but you'll never get the dance. you know,
they got that Eric Bush groove.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do, baby. You gotta do what
you
gotta do. On that part, you know, more of just a people hating people game. You know, I don't see why there is racial violence or violence completely, because we all believe the same. We
right.
all go to sleep. People gotta realize
everybody bleeds that red, man.
Right, once you go to sleep. What color do you see, and when you wake up, color do you see? So you might as well live together. You know what I'm saying? When you go to sleep, you see black. When you wake up, you see the light. And
you don't
and
come back.
You get your little brown in there. You get your little brown in there when you get the sunset. Yeah. So I don't know.
So
man.
Once you go black, you go. You'll be limpy the next day.
We say once you go black, you'll be living in another city. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Man, but look, it's like to be, dude. The only thing that I noticed, man, from being over there, that's still bad is the cops, man, the police.
Yeah.
They were still. But the messed up thing, man, is that I'll accept it and I'll be like, oh yeah, you want me to step out of the car and spread my legs and oh. It's okay. You can run your hand as far up my butt crack as you want. It's no problem.
Yeah, well.
You know, you're accepting it. You know,
why?
They ain't going to do that to somebody in a suit and tie driving a BMW. You know what I mean? Why? Because I have culture and I like, even if I have money, I'm going to still be rolling around in a Fleetwood Cadillac, you know? I'm still going to be rolling that because that's what I like. Money's not going to change
right.
me.
But, right,
and
right,
I'm still,
right,
I'm still
right.
going to get that, you know? So,
like I said, you got haters out there. You got haters.
Yeah, it's just the cops, man. It's the worst, man. I mean, like, I had experience to where it got flipped on me, to where it was a real test of seeing what the reality is of it, man. When I was back in like 2006, I used to have a condo out there in Corona. I was making good ass money. I was paying like $1,600 bucks a month right there, dude. It was nice though, man. I was like, I bought everything brand new. This is at the time when I was married, and a couple of times when I was there, after we had moved in, people called the cops on us because we'd be listening to hip hop, you know, like it'd be blasting. Uh-huh. And so, you know, I took that to offense, man. I'm like, man, these are my neighbors. I don't be calling the police on nobody, you know. If I have a problem with someone, I'm gonna go politely knock on the door and hey, man, can you do me a favor, bro? You know, my baby's sleeping, you know, can you turn it down, please? You know, it's 11 o'clock at night. Nah, they call the cops on me. And
wow.
One time I got me and my ex, we rolled up. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We had got back from a party, and I was pretty faded. And a car full of white dudes are pulling up in the complex. And they're blasting, you know, rock music all loud, right? You know, blasting. I'm like, man, where's the lights coming on and people complaining and, you know, this and that. And so I walked up to him and politely told him, I go, hey, gentlemen, you guys think you guys could lower the music down, you know, to a bare minimum, please? You know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, man. It's a little late. And was, oh, man, I'm sorry, bro. It's, you know, I'm like, all right, man, it's cool, you know, I'm just, all right, and I'm walking away, and one of them tells me, like, you ain't a gangster. And I'm like, oh, man, what? I turn around. I go, what? Three of them ran up. It was four of them. Three of them ran upstairs, and one of them stayed downstairs, and he's, like, telling me, like, I ain't going to do nothing. I walk up to him, and I just start taking flight on him. I hit him, like, two times. He hit the ground, and I stood over him. I told him, I ain't a gangster, but you're on the ground, huh? And the next thing you know, the other three came down and they started hitting me. Bah, bah. I mean, they knocked me unconscious. I woke up under a car because I guess in my unconscious, reflexes was to seek cover. And You know, they broke my nose. I have a scar on my forehead because of it. They gave me a concussion. You know, they had to take me in an ambulance. They took me all the way to Riverside from Corona, man, by the way, because of that's the hospital I always went to because he doesn't have insurance. That's another topic. But they drove me all the way to Riverside Community Hospital, you know, right there on 14th Street.
Yes, sir.
Well, they drive me way over there, man, and then I'm in there, right? And they're like, what happened? I'm like, I don't know, man. I got home drunk. I fell off the steps, off my stairs. The doctor accepts it. He's like, okay, it's cool. And then the cop shows up like, so what happened, man? What's going on? I go, man, you know what? I don't know. I fell down the stairs and I was drunk, man, you know? He's like, okay, so that's what happened. So this guy that's out here there's witnesses saying that they beat you up, that we have in the car. You didn't do anything. They didn't do anything, right? I go, I don't know what you're talking about. All right. There wasn't no speech about, son, you gotta press charges. Come on, you gotta do the right thing. We can't leave these guys in the streets. It was nothing like that. It was like, all right, hey, thank you. Less paperwork for me. Like I was like, man, like, hey, dude, at least like ask me a couple of times. You know, let me feel like I matter even a little bit, you know. And like, I took offense to that, dude, because they sent me to prison. And over what? Because I sat in the car and they fucking, these dudes beat the fuck out of me. I wasn't gonna press charge or anything, but it was just like, oh hey, who cares?
Right.
You know, and that's that subtle racism that's out there that's accepted, because it's up until now that I really think about it. And I'm like, man, that's fucked up. I should have, you know, that them cops didn't even do anything. They, you know, can't they? Well, even if there's witnesses and a dude don't want to press charges, can't they still? What they still seek, you know, like, they got these district attorneys that are, you know, like, oh, I got 100% conviction rate, you know, and are proud of it, but,
yeah. Next time the car pulls up playing some Motley Crue, just let them go.
I like Motley Crue.
that's why you just want to let them go. Yeah. Man, yeah, it's a crazy world out there.
Yeah, it is, man. We need to change, man. We gotta change.
Yeah.
Like Al Green said, man, the change is gonna come.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Welcome back. This is Tar Radio, Real Talk.
Welcome back. You know, what are we going to talk about now, Carlos? Let's talk about girls.
Ooh, girls? Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Eric.
Okay, then let's talk about boys.
All right. Well, all right. What you got to say about girls, Mr. Eric Bush? What you got?
Well, like I said, Carlos, let's talk about something different because I'll get myself up in trouble up in here. Let's talk about the legalization of
marijuana.
Well, okay, why not? Now let's talk about something different.
It should be legal, man. There's more people doing it, man.
What we should do is we should have a quiet storm night, like a night where we could try to hook up, you know, some lovers. We should do it still with
like dedications.
Yeah.
Oh, but you want to play like more current, more like different kinds, not just oldies, like some 80s smooth jams too.
Your letter from the postman just the other day, so I decided to write you this song just to reassure you exactly the way I feel, to let you know my love's for real.
Julio Mena.
It was
his interpretation of that classic jam by Stevie B.
Right. Yeah, he was with Stevie B, as a matter of fact. Julio did. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, man, good stuff. That's like that. He's like one of the main freestyle artists, man. Like, that's the one like I've known the most, you know?
Right.
I'm pretty sure. You know, even people that aren't turned on to freestyle music have heard of Stevie B. You know, so that's right. Like, being in that music genre, you know, to work with a legend like that, that's a pretty good accomplishment, man.
Yeah, it was. That was pretty mellow.
Yeah.
That had me in thought for a minute there because I was in a train of thought. But anyway, you're back. So
you were thinking about doing the doozy, man. That's what you were
thinking. Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, Eric, you know what? Remember that one time, man, we were on and we kept going on. We kept turning on your mic and I could just hear you like. It was like a different Eric Bush. It was like Eric Bush putting his Mac down, you know? I'll just hear like, That's me in the video. Don't trip. Yeah, that's me. I'm the doozy, man.
yeah. But this next cut I'm working on right now is pretty, you know, the video is pretty cool on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I see that doozy video, man. You have me rolling, dude. Yeah, that was like a dating game. I was like, okay. I like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that shows my personality. That's the way I am. I'm silly.
Yeah.
You catch me in a good day, and I'm silly. But
that's right, man.
What are we gonna talk about now? Let's talk about.
You know what I want to talk about, man?
What's that?
I would like to have a smooth gig, dude, like Morgan Freeman. Everybody wants Morgan Freeman to do the voiceovers, dude. Imagine having that smooth voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow.
No, I'm saying Morgan Freeman because I got him on the tube right now.
Oh,
Fanny and the Jets. Elton John.
That sounds a lot. Yeah. Elton John. Elton John.
Yeah. Imagine that Elton John being out now in the music industry now. Would this song have even been popular? The music has changed so much, man. It's like,
right.
It's like you'll see, back in the days, man, you used to see Bruce Springsteen singing, playing a harmonica, playing
right.
a guitar, while cutting you some plywood to make you a cabinet at the same time, you know? Multi-talented. You
well,
know what I mean?
That's why he's the boss.
Yeah, that's what,
that's
exactly.
Why.
He was the boss of the, yeah, yeah. He had that look, man. He had that look like he had just left the work site. You know what I mean? Like, hey, guys, I got to go do a concert. You know? And it's like, dude, you won't see that now. You got these guys coming out with rhinestone, blingy, shiny suits. I mean, last
right,
person
right,
I see
right,
a shiny
right,
suit
right.
was Elvis, and it was a jumpsuit.
Right. right.
You know?
Well, I think was Apu from The Simpsons was about the last time I seen
yeah, there you go. Man, that's crazy, though, man.
I don't know. There's
last time
music.
I see, you know what? Hey, I was surprised, dude, at the last group performance I see, dude. I seen and I'm gonna get all kinds of shit for this, but I see Lady Gaga, dude. She put on a good ass show, man.
I was like, okay.
She got stabbed. I see why she's so popular. Like, you can see that she got stabbed. But then you got a lot of these artists nowadays, man. They just They I don't know what it is, man, but they blow up.
Right.
You know,
right.
And then you got these underground artists, like the ones on our show that come on our show and they're having a harder time. You're like, how is this possible? How does this happen?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Money talks and who you know and who you blow in Hollywood.
Ooh-wee.
You figure, you know, just goes back to the day of Madonna, you know, how you have your Britney Spears and your Aguilera. Madonna started all this back when Debbie Gibson.
Yeah, Madonna coming out with pony bra.
Back in the day. Yeah.
And then she got some combs out the corner and put them under her bra. That was poppy.
And I spread peace and love, yeah. Have you ever led an alliance? A bunch of stony kids living life through defiance. Remember back when couldn't cop not one damn appliance. White tea wrangled in a mug. Adopted my mother's luck and quick wit. Saw spot me a bobbing that bitch from a mile away. Girl, stay a mile away. Do the single lady dance by the motherfucker. Not me. And why I gotta be about the rah-rah at the bar, posted by my car in the lot. And I'm blowing smoke in the drug when it's on my lungs. Got me thinking, huh, where's plain Pat at? All I really know is that go time was about more than a not go. Now I feel slumped. You can't judge me, cutie, I'm reckless. I got some issues that's confronted when the blood's lit. I smoke, I drink, I do my thing. I'm living in my own world. And if they hate, I let them. Who gives a fuck? And they wanna know about what I do. I'm living in my own world. I chill back and I spread peace and love, yeah.
First off, fuck all the cloners. Can I shoot a shout out to all the stoners? No fingerprints, these isotoners. I'm still buying half peas up off the corner. A nigga own one, better yet I'm on two. What you waiting on? Blaze up, you want to? Shake and take, get cake, steak and shake and scrape. We got the whole world talking about Snoop. We wanna wake and bake.
Yeah.
Yeah, we back. Yeah, yo.
I guess we is back.
Yeah. Ooh-wee. Oh, man. Smokey Robinson.
Back, relax, enjoy the ride.
She was sitting in the middle of the floor with four flat tires, body looking sore. I pulled up in my Lex and asked her how she's been. She said, I'll never be the same again. I thought, ain't this a shame? Sitting all disgusted, her pipes are busted, the paint is rusted. Damn, now what's the ride to do? If you didn't know, yo, cars get lonely too. I'm looking for a price tag in the window. 2 G's, that's the price of a pencil. that label. Now she's mine, and she's the best thing in this world. Yo, she's my lowrider girl. Should I do first, prime her up, that'll liven her up. I'm fixing up her engine, making sure that she runs right. Installing new muffler and exhaust pipe as I shoot over it to get my lips put on. Front and back, side to side, now it's on. I'm heading towards A and G to get my sounds put in. There's nothing like oldies when I'm riding. Now I need new rims and tires. I'm rolling through the neighborhood, cruising with chrome wires. And all that's left is a brand new paint job that's tight. Three coats of smooth pearl white. Now she's looking real feeding me. I'm rolling up the block so all the homeboys can see me. She got curves like no other woman in this world. Yo, she's my lowrider girl. Afternoon in the city, and my lowrider girl was sitting pretty. I grabbed the keys, hopped in the front seat. Lowriders on the radio, I'm mobbing to the beat. Yeah, it's just me and my Impala, and I won't give her up for $100 million. You see, these things come priceless to me. I raised this girl ever since she was my baby. I treat her like I would treat my own wife. For the rest of my life, she will be my shiny light. My only dream.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
going on, Eric? We had a we had a question in the chat room.
Did we really? And what would that maybe?
Yeah. The question was, what is my opinion about the whole Miley Cyrus explosion going on?
Oh, yes. Do we have a caller? Is there a caller out there?
Yeah, well, I think he's going to call in. I should just wait until he calls in to answer the question.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think, you have a 19-year-old girl on stage shaking her booty, putting her tongue out. People are going to notice, especially if she was, like, one of those Disney Channel stars, you know? It makes people feel weird. It made me feel weird. It did. I was like, man, I don't know I felt dirty, like, being right there, like, damn, that's Miley Cyrus. Like, oh, hey, fool, that's Hannah Montana, man. No. And I'm like, boy, she's grown up now, but it's just weird still. You know what I mean? It's still crazy. You're still sitting there going, like, man, what am I thinking?
Right. I didn't get to catch it. I just only caught clips of it. You know,
I probably, it was on the VMAs a couple months back, man. She was up there. She was up there.
I don't
with
watch that
name, Robin Thicke.
Yeah, I really don't watch that stuff. I'd rather play my Xbox.
But that's what it's about. The fact that her name is in our mouth right now is it worked.
Right.
Doing what she did, you know, and that's what they want. At the end of the day,
it
got her more hits. You know.
You gotta remember, like once again, Madonna did that, and Janet Jackson did her little, you know. So
it's controversy, dude. And
yeah.
It's harder to do controversy nowadays with YouTube and the internet, you know, because you got some crazy shit on the internet that you're like, oh, that's like, a girl shitting in a cup? Oh, that's so yesterday. I've seen that already, you know. That would have blew your mind back in the 80s before the internet. You'd be like, whoa, what the hell, man? I'm never eating chocolate ice cream again.
right.
Yeah, man, but it desensitizes people, man. It's just like that to where they gotta go to extremes and be damn near naked on TV, you know, in front of a bunch of teenagers, you know, and it disturbs people because they still see her as a kid, you know, and it's bad because she's the example to the youth, to the teenagers, man. They're looking up to her. So next thing you know, you got these 15, 16-year-old little girls twerking in school and making it seem like it's okay. And it's like, oh, man. That's why I'm glad, man. I don't have no daughter yet, man.
Right.
That'd be my fear, man, of all high school. Oh, God, high school. No. You ain't going to high school. High school, homeschool. Nah, hell, no. Clubs? No. What the hell? Nah. Prom? Oh, hell no. I know what happens in prom. Yeah, because I was that guy. I was that kid that's like, oh, hell no. You stay away from my daughter, you son of a bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, man. That's pretty much my opinion on the whole Miley Cyrus thing. Hey, she looked kind of nasty though. Like, she looked kind of weird though too. Like,
right. Like
she could put on a little bit more, throw on a little bit more weight, you know?
Yeah, like she was high on chicken gristle or something.
Yeah, chicken gristle.
All right, we're bringing in the caller now. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, 951.
Yeah.
951 Riverside. Mr.
Big.
Yes. Is this the infamous DTRE?
Yes, sir. It is the infamous DTRE.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey.
So what's up, man? What you got? What's on your mind, man? Talk to us.
Hey, you're the one that told me to call in.
Oh, yeah, well, what you got? What you got to say, man?
What were you discussing right now? The Miley Cyrus thing?
That was a question that was asked on the board. Well, what's your opinion on the Miley Cyrus thing, man? You think the American people are paying attention to crazy stuff like that too much, or what is that?
It's sex sells. That's the thing.
But, yeah, it does sell, man, but you don't feel that people nowadays get less offended by it than back in the days. Like, you think she could have gotten away with that back in the 90s and the 80s? Late 80s?
Oh, no. But you got to remember, now with the internet, you know, when the whole Madonna thing happened, it got
right.
5 minutes and that was it.
Yeah. So it's kind of, the internet is kind of information overload to where people got to out stuff.
You do something nowadays.
How can we identify you, caller? What are we gonna identify you as? DTRE?
No, you call me David.
Right?
It's David.
David. In my opinion, I think that the young woman got hurt. She was hurt. If you listen to some of her music, you know, like right before all that happened, the little girl was hurt. You know, and I think that was the result of it all, on top of the Illuminati getting a hold of her and all that for BS, you know. But
you don't think that it's the fact that she grew up in a way out environment, like the fame and all that caused her like mental instability?
Absolutely. I'm sure that added to a lot of it, you know. But you know, she's a beautiful little girl. You know, it has that natural beauty, and it's sad to see something like that. So very
sad. But she's a little girl growing up in a man in an adult world, because I'm sure.
Yeah,
she
ain't her dad Billy Ray Cyrus?
Right.
Yeah.
Her dad, yeah. Billy Ray Cyrus, back in the days, he was doing the do. You know, he was out there. So, you know what I mean? His nightmare came true. His daughter's on stage twerking. You know what I mean? Just like the groupies used to be twerking for him. You know, karma. Bam. You know.
Right.
Hey, but David, what's up, man? What made you ask this whole Miley Cyrus thing, dude?
Oh, you guys were discussing Lady Gaga and whatnot, and I just had to get the opinion on that.
I knew he was gonna get something for Lady Gaga. Hey, but what's your opinion, man? You're out there in the States, man. You're out there in Riverside, right? Has anything that's going on over there, man, with this whole meltdown of the government affected you in any way, dude?
No, not in any way. I mean, everything's going about the same as usual.
Yeah.
I think it's just the news blowing it up out of proportion. I mean, this has happened several times before, but, you know, they just go and you know, blow things out of hand.
Are you for Obamacare or against it?
I am completely for Obamacare.
Yeah? Have you already signed up for it, or the website's still messing up on you?
It was messing up on me. I still have to try again to sign up for it, but I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if you're going to get something that's going to crash, we can have so many people out there that need healthcare.
Right. Well, yeah, their server got overloaded, man. That's why, it failed, or a hacker, a Republican hacker, man.
I wouldn't say a hacker. I just think they weren't ready for all the traffic that was going to come in.
Right.
Well, you got 300 million people in the United States, man. That thing probably got packed the first 5-10 minutes, man. Everybody wanted to be in there first.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, man, everything can't start perfect. And they're over here picking it apart. And the Republicans don't have a very good track record, you know, the past 8 years of them that they had a Bush as president, you know. And they're over here making a big fuss about, you know, something as good as healthcare that needs to be done, man. I'm in Mexico, and I could go see a doctor for $3.
I am going to Mexico.
Hey, dude, really? I'm serious. You know what I mean? $3. $3. Then they'll be right there. They may have like a yellow overcoat. It's not white, but it's a little yellow. It's a little old. And it says Habib on it. It ain't their name. I'm like, Habib, bro. It's Hernandez. They spelled it wrong.
Yeah,
they get the work done. It's cheap. Nah, I'm just playing though. They have white coats. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for calling in, David. And you know, we hope that you continue to listen to us. If you have any ideas for topics, feel more than welcome to suggest them to us. We are very open minded here at Versatile Radio. So. You know, like I said, just continue listening in and, you know, let us know what you think.
Hey, David, right, hey, say hi to your mom. Hey, David, hey, say hi to your mom for me, huh?
Say hi to your mother for me.
Hey, thanks, David.
No problem.
All right, man.
All right.
J-D-X-Men.
It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back, Versatile Radio. Good show today. Good show.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. I had fun, darling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Hey, before we go, once again, I want to say, William Mena, thanks for last night's show, buddy. We hope to get you on the show again.
Yeah, yeah. Big shout out.
You're jamming. Yeah, you're jamming. Yes.
Oh, hey, I just want to say that was my nephew. That was why I made that whole say hi to your mother comment.
No.
Yeah, David, that's my nephew. That's my sister's son. That's little David. He listens to the show all the time. I have him staying comments. So I always tell him to call in, but he be getting shy sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
shout
your
out
little
to my
nephew. How old is he?
Well, he's my big nephew now. I'm used to calling him my little nephew. He's 24.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for calling in, David.
Yeah, David, thanks, buddy.
All right, well, good night, you two. Thank you for putting on a good show today. You guys did an excellent job. Excellent job. Thank you for everybody that joined us in the chat room and for all the supporters that listened. And stay tuned tomorrow night. Definitely we want to get down with some hip-hop, some new hip-hop, and let's see. I'm not even going to throw it out there yet. You guys just look out for the flyer and you'll fill us up.
All right.
What's like? Buenas noches. Good night, people.
Yes.
Good night.
Goes out to the East Coast right here.
Okay.
Oh.
Like suckers, and you quick close it down when you pee no muscles. One thing I do.
If Nate don't win upon it,